When will you be good enough? When will you be good enough? When are you going to be good enough to get clients? So that's actually the question that I got today. It's Monday, which means I'm opening up my mailbox. I'm answering your questions about marketing, copywriting, business building, direct response, whatever, right? I answer your questions on Monday in my weekly Mailbox Monday episode. So the question that I got specifically today was from Sean. He said, how do we know when our copywriting skills are at the level when we can start getting clients? And that's what we'll be answering in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So I want to rewind back to 2005, and I don't know, maybe Christmas of 2004, I didn't know what copywriting was. And I was working at the local gas company at the customer service call center. I've told this story a million times. I was the guy that when you didn't pay your gas bill all winter and it was the first warm day of spring and we shut off your service, I was the guy that you would call and yell at because somehow it was my fault that you didn't pay your bill and you got your service shut off. And so it wasn't a fun job, but in between calls, I was reading and I in March or April of 2005, I bought my very first book on copywriting. And when I discovered this, like before then, I had kind of thought of myself as a writer. I enjoyed writing assignments in school, but I didn't know how to make money as a writer. And I thought it was like become a novelist or a playwright or a poet or, you know, one of those things that actually most people who want to ever be that never actually have any financial success at that. And so maybe it was become a teacher or something. Anyways, I was doing this thing at the local gas company, and in between calls, I would read these books, and I found a couple books on copywriting, and they just kind of opened up my perspective on, ooh, there's this thing where I can actually get paid to write for businesses, and I can even like there's this segment of the people who write for businesses that are that are these direct response people, and they write sales letters, things like that. And I said, that's what I want to do. Like I just knew that that's what I wanted to do. And that was March or April of 2005. And basically at that point, I developed an attitude. I developed not like a, you know, grumpy attitude or whatever. I developed the attitude of, hey, I'm going to make this work. I'm going to figure this out. I don't have any better options in front of me. So unless I want to work in call centers for the rest of my life, and I saw people who were working in call centers for the rest of their life, answering customer service phone calls, having people yelling at me, I have to do something else. And copywriting was my something else. And so I developed this attitude that was like, I'm going to make this happen, and I'm going to make this happen as fast as possible. Now, there have been a couple times in my life where I've actually had the great advantage of having to move across the country. And at the time, I was done with school, but my wife, she was my fiance at the time, she was getting ready to go to grad school. And so we were actually prepared to move across the country that summer to Oregon. So like I had to come up with something that I was going to do in Oregon. And so, you know, March, April, realizing in the summer, I'm going to have to get a new job. And I said, I'm going to apply for marketing jobs. I'm going to apply for jobs where I can do copywriting. And my resume did not support this at all. But I wrote a cover letter that I basically said, hey, I don't have the background to support this, but I have the willingness to take on challenges, the readiness to figure it out. And you are going to be more successful because you hired me versus working with anybody else. And I didn't have anything to base that on besides my own attitude and willingness to figure things out as I went. And I applied to a bunch of jobs. I did not get some of them. Some I never got any kind of response. I did a couple interviews. I remember having an interview with a company that built like acoustic treatments for various spaces. And I used the word audiophile. And my definition of audiophile, being somebody who really enjoys music, was very different than their definition of audiophile, which is somebody who spends $60,000 on a room in their house to listen to music. And so I got a lecture for that entire interview on what it means to be an audiophile. But I ended up working with this IT training publisher where I was actually able to learn on the job. And I just kept my good attitude and I figured it out. And we were able to create a lot of success. And probably my initial writing, my initial marketing with them was not nearly as good as it would be if I were to go back into that situation today. But that was okay. And that pivots to the answer to my question. How do we know, or to the question, how do we know when our copywriting skills are at the level when we can start getting clients? How do we know? And here's what I'll say. You get the clients that you deserve. You get the clients that you earn. You get the clients that you're ready for. You get the clients that you can handle. You get the clients that are matched to your level of capability. You get the clients that are matched to your offer. What does this all mean? Well, you should not. So I would not have been qualified to jump into working with the kind of direct response companies that I work with today. I wouldn't have been qualified at all. And I knew it. So I went out and I said, where can I get a full-time job where I'm actually just working in marketing and I'm able to do this every single day? And I found a client that was a match with my level of ability, what they expected. They weren't even a direct response company, but I was able to use things that I was learning from direct response to make the marketing that I did with them better, right? And so I was ready for working with a company like that. I was able to handle working with a company like that. They were matched to my offer because my offer was, hey, I'll work full-time for you and I'll work with you to figure this out. And we're both going to grow in the process. And I was pretty honest up front that, you know, my ultimate intention was to move on from there. But over the course of 4.5 years, we were able to create a ton of success together. And so, like, I got the client that I deserved. I got the client that I earned through writing the cover letter that basically said, hey, I have the attitude where I'm going to figure it out. And my boss that hired me back in 2005, he still is a Breakthrough Marketing Secrets subscriber. And he still watches these videos or listens to the podcast or whatever. And he still will tell me that if I hadn't written that cover letter, I would have never gotten the job because my resume was trash compared to like what they needed in terms of marketing ability. But I wrote a cover letter that said, hey, I'm going to figure this out with you and we're going to create success together because I'm going to do the work that's required to figure it out. And a client, like clients and employers are going to choose that person every single day over the person who's like, I have whatever pedigree, because pedigree does not matter in marketing in the same way that it may matter in some other fields. I don't know what fields. What matters in marketing is your ability to put a message in front of an audience and get them to respond, and your ability to like target the audience, and your ability, like, and those are things that you kind of have to figure out in the market. Those are things that you kind of have to figure out on the job. And you could spend forever. You could spend your entire life reading marketing books, copywriting books, whatever, trying to get good enough, trying to develop a skill that you can only get when you actually put marketing out in the marketplace, where when you're actually putting tests out there. And you can spend your entire lifetime learning and never be good enough. If you think that you're somehow going to become good enough by learning or by certification or by getting the blessing from somebody or by getting permission from Roy or anybody else, you could spend your entire lifetime chasing whatever like mythical level of knowledge or whatever you need to start getting experience. Or you can go out there in the marketplace and you can screw up a few times. You can make some mistakes. At that job, I made mistakes. And you know what? As long as I was willing to be accountable for the mistakes that I made, and as long as I was willing to keep moving forward and figure it out, you know what? We just kept moving forward and we figured it out and the business kept growing. And like, you don't get that type of learning. You'll never get real marketing learning without going out there and doing it. And so you're not going to be able to walk in off the street. I don't know. Some of the top direct marketing companies that hire copywriters, they do have programs built for you to be able to walk in off the street, and maybe they'll start and they'll be like, here's what copywriting research looks like. Go do some research for us. Here's what writing short copy looks like. Go write some short copy for us. And over the course of 18 months, 24 months, they're going to build you up into somebody who's able to take on some of the bigger copywriting projects. But likewise, there's also opportunities at businesses all over the place who want retainer copywriters, who want staff copywriters, who want, you know, some kind of freelance project-based copywriter, who want somebody who's willing to just come in with the right attitude and say, hey, we're going to figure this out together. How can we create success for you? And, you know, if you show up and you've learned a bit, and you have this doubt, you have this, like, you have the, what this is a little bit of healthy self-doubt will actually make you perform better than the person who doesn't have it. It's the person who's arrogant that is most dangerous. The person who says, I figured it all out. That person becomes the most dangerous because honestly, like the people who are at the top who actually have figured it all out are the people who are least certain about how the market's going to respond to the next message that they put out in the marketplace, because they've had it happen way too many times where they put something out and, you know, they had all the belief in the world and it kind of blew up on them, or like it, not in a good way, right? It blew up on them in a way where, you know, they didn't get the result that they wanted. They spent a bunch of money on traffic or on direct mail or whatever, and it didn't work. And so the people who are the best are humble, and they still have that self-doubt. They, you know, you've heard it called imposter syndrome. Oftentimes the people who are the highest performers have the biggest imposter syndrome because they're always challenging themselves. They're always pushing themselves out there with that attitude of, yeah, I can figure it out, but also I don't quite know if I deserve this, but I'm going to try anyway. I don't quite know if I've earned this, but I'm going to try anyway. I don't quite know if I'm ready for this, but I'm going to try anyway. I don't know if I can handle it. I'm going to try anyway. I don't know if my capability can match this challenge that I'm stepping up to, but I'm going to try anyway. My offer, I hope it's going to work. I'm going to try anyway. And so, again, don't wait around for certification or blessings or permission or whatever, and don't even try and buy your way through some new learning, new course, whatever, to the top. You have to go out there and you have to be, like, how do you know when your copywriting skills are at the level when we can start getting clients? When you can actually write something that makes the client say, I'd like to work with you. and it can be as simple as a conversation. Like, you start with a conversation through direct messages or email or whatever, and then you can actually get them to get on the phone with you. Oh, that is a type of conversion in marketing. And if you're able to do that, well, then that client might actually be somebody who is who's a client that you're qualified for, that you're ready for. And if you're able to have a conversation with them and you're actually able to put an offer in front of them and say, hey, would you like to work together? Well, if they convert, you're ready for that client. I mean, and you have to go out there and you have to try, and you're probably going to fail. And depending on where you're at and who you're aiming for, you might fail a lot. You might. The question is, are you going to keep getting back up? Like, once I decided back in 2005 that I was going to become a copywriter, it really didn't matter how many marketing jobs I was going to have to apply to. I knew that I was going to figure it out and get a marketing job. I knew it. And I got one. And that attitude of knowing that this was my only option, this was the only option that I was going to choose going forward, is part of why I got one so fast. And so, I mean, how do you know when your copywriting skills are at the level when you can start getting clients? You go out there and you try, and you're going to get clients, and then you'll be like, oh, I guess my marketing skills were at the level that I could get that client. And then, like, be humble, recognize that you don't know everything, recognize that that client probably has a lot of experience that they can teach you, and what you bring to the table, you probably have some things you can teach them and some ideas that you can give to them. And with that, like, you can work together to create success and figure it out. So here's what I say. I say, go all in. commit to yourself, make it happen. And if you want to know more about the process of getting clients and launching your client business, I've said this in a lot of recent episodes, but I would strongly encourage you to check out the link in the description to the Launch Your Client Business free mini course. It's 3 episodes. It goes through the basics of what you need to do to launch your client business. And it's more than just raising your hand and saying, or you know, putting out your shingle and saying, hey, I sell copywriting services or I sell whatever services, right? It's more than that. And the Launch Your Client Business mini course, it is free. Check out the link in the description and you can sign up for that there. And if you are ready to go deep and to really go all in and to kind of set yourself up in a situation where it's like, I have to make this work or else, I would encourage you to bite the bullet and try out my BTMS Insiders training library, because there's over 100 hours of training designed specifically to help you become a better copywriter, marketer, business builder. And it's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. You pay one low monthly fee, you get access to everything. And it will help you on that journey once you have made that commitment, once you've developed that attitude that, hey, I'm going to figure it out. My name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets Mailbox Monday. I'll also include a link in the description where you can ask your question to have it answered in an upcoming Mailbox Monday episode. Leave a comment or a review with this episode. Let me know on a scale 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding this and why. Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly, and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to BreakthroughMarketingSecrets.com, get my daily emails Monday through Friday. And hey, if you sign up for that Launch Your Client Business mini course, you'll also get Breakthrough Marketing Secrets, where you'll get these episodes and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here. And remember, you are good enough right now. Just go out and figure out who you are good enough for. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.